scissors, paper, pen.
You're listening to Scissors Paper Pen Radio on 2XX 98.3 FM. And coming up in Canberra next week, you will find the launch of FIRST, which is a writing anthology by the creative writing students at the University of Canberra. It is a project led by Irma Gold, who is a Canberra writer in her own right, as well as leader of the editing department at the University of Canberra. FIRST is an anthology that has a different title every year, and this year it's called Pulse. And Duncan Felton, one of Scissors Paper Pen's producers, caught up with Irma a little bit earlier today to have a bit of a chat about FIRST and how it came to be.
You're listening to Scissors Paper Pen Radio, and I'm your host for this interview, Duncan Felton, and I'm here today with my guest, Irma Gold. Welcome, Irma.
Thank you.
Now, Irma is the convener of editing and the managing editor of FIRST. Is that correct? Have I got your title right?
You have indeed.
Yes. You're also a writer and an editor beyond your work with the University of Canberra. Anything else you wanted to share about yourself?
Well, I write fiction for adults and picture books for children. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm also a freelance editor and teach at UC and have been working on the annual anthology of creative writing by students at the University of Canberra, which is called FIRST. And then each year, each edition gets a specific title, and this year it's Pulse.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what FIRST is. It's been coming out now for, this is the 21st issue, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our big 21st issue, yeah. So it's very exciting. It's produced each year, and it's really an opportunity for the students to get their first publication, as the title suggests, which is really important. It's really quite difficult to get that first publication. And one of the things that I think writers often suffer from is self-doubt. Mm. So it's a nice little kind of boost of confidence. And of course, the first time as a writer you see your words on the page, it's a really very thrilling experience. So it's a way of encouraging those writers at the beginning of their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what's the process that's behind an issue of FIRST being made? Where does it all start each year?
So it takes a year to put the anthology together, and we start at the beginning of the year by calling for submissions. I then work with a student editorial committee. So it's not just the chance for students to get their work published, it's also the chance for students to be involved in the production of a book. And it's a real life project. So they get all of the experiences from, you know, actually selecting the material to editing it and then focusing on the marketing and the launch and so on. So after we've called for submissions this year, we got 120 submissions, and we all read every single one of those pieces, and then we meet and discuss them and select the pieces that we're going to include.
And they're all red blind, aren't they?
They are red blind, yes. We don't know who has submitted the work. So sometimes we do have some of the students who are on the editorial committee who submit their work as well, but nobody knows whose is whose. And then we go through the editing process, which is... it's a really useful process for the writers who haven't been through that process before. They've obviously had their work critiqued in class, but the editing process is, you know, quite different to that. And for writers, if they're going to go on to have a successful career and be published, they also need to develop the skill of being able to work with an editor. Mm. And I think most people, new writers included, think that the editing process is really just about correcting the grammar and spelling, but that's, of course, the tail end of the process. Mm. And before then, we have all the kind of big picture issues, so looking at the structure of the work, the characters and so on. And so the students work with an editor from the editorial committee, supervised by me, and go through that whole process, which is really just about making the work the very best that it can be. Mm. And then once we've been through that process, we get onto the production, and we're actually working with student designers.
Yep.
So this year we tried a bit of a different process where all of the first year design students submitted a design. So we had 70 designs to choose from. It was crazy. So
it's
almost
like a whole submissions process in itself.
Yeah. But it was fantastic for us. We got to see, you know, all of these 70 designs were pinned up around a room, and we went around and picked a shortlist. And then we selected one in the end, which is by Sarah Watson, which is a beautiful design, and worked with her through to publication.
to make the gorgeous cover that it now has. Yeah, lovely. And so she worked on the internals as well?
She did, yeah.
And that was that also part of the pitching process, or was it just the cover?
They produced both the cover and the internals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Now, in terms of the contents, it's a mixture of things, isn't it? There's fiction, there's poetry, there's some visual art as well?
There is. There's some artwork which is anime inspired. So it's nice to have that too. We don't always have that, but it's a really lovely addition to this issue, I think. Mm. Other than that, it's mainly fiction and poetry. And there's a kind of a big range of content. So, you know, there's a father talking to his gay son. Mm. There's a teenager who's dealing with a cancer diagnosis. There's a world where music is no longer allowed. There's a dystopian future where humans actually provide the energy source. There's a preschooler talking to God and the devil. So, you know, we've got a whole range of material. And we were very fortunate, actually, because we received 120 pieces to select from. The standard was very high.
Yeah.
Which is lovely for our 21st issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming of age a little bit, perhaps.
Yeah.
In terms of the editing, I was talking with a friend the other day about the difficulties of editing things like poetry. Was there much editing of the poetry that came in? Because I know it's something that is a lot more, I guess, personal. Like, there's perhaps not as many hard and fast rules as such with poetry.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I do think that a lot of people tend to shy away from editing poetry. There was a real mix. I mean, I think the same with the fiction in this piece. So some, there's a couple of works that actually didn't have any changes at all. Mm-hmm. And there's a few poems that actually the editors worked quite substantially with a poet to really improve that work. Mm. And in fact, it's been very heartening to see. We've got Andrew Croom, who's a wonderful writer, is going to be launching the anthology. And he has also selected two winners. We've got two awards for best fiction and best poem.
Fantastic.
And he selected those winners, which I'm glad he had to do that, because it's a very tough call. In fact, he said it was very hard judging it as well, so that's kind of good to hear that there was so much competition. But the poem that's won, and I can't reveal who it is
not yet.
But the poem that's won, actually, the editor worked quite substantially with that poet.
Okay, so great.
That's really great to see that poem's kind of risen to the top in his eyes.
After that collaborative process. And so the introduction for the anthology is by an ex-UC student, isn't it?
Yes. So it's Brooke Davis, and she's just released her debut novel, which has already become a bestseller. It's called Lost and Found, and it's sold into, you know, many countries outside of Australia already, and it's just doing amazingly well. It's a beautiful book. And we've been very fortunate to have her write the introduction for Pulse. And, you know, she talks about her very first publication was in First. So, I mean, she's a great example of somebody that had that initial encouragement through First and has gone on to have, you know, already fantastic success. So I think, you know, and there's quite a lot of people who've had that experience of being published in First and have gone on. So I think it is a really important beginning point for a lot of writers. It just gives them that little boost of confidence that they need where they think, you know, maybe I can actually do this.
And in terms of the editorial team, do some of those stay on for the next year to do it again, or is it only the third? Oh, sorry, is it which year students? Is it final year students?
It's actually open, so creative writing students and editing students can be part of the editorial committee.
And is there an application process for that, or is
no? They can just open? Put their hand up, we say, "Come on board."
That's great.
So, I mean, we had a fantastic editorial committee this year. But, I mean, one of the things that I found is I just had a previous student of mine who worked with me on the 15th edition of First, and she just came back to talk to my editing students a couple of weeks ago. And she was saying that the process that we went through on First has informed her work since then as a professional editor. So it's really an invaluable experience for both, you know, the writing students, the editing students, and the design students.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I mean, for me personally, First was my first place where I got published, and it was my first real experience with hands-on editing, and absolutely, completely valuable. And, yeah, I can't recommended enough.
And it was mine too.
Yeah. Oh, wow, really? See, it's
yeah,
true.
I studied creative writing at UC more years ago than I care to count. And, yeah, I was on the editorial committee as well. Yeah. And it was my first kind of taste of what it was like to be an editor, because back then they didn't actually have the editing unit. Yeah, so it's fantastic.
Aptly titled anthology.
Yes.
So, in terms of if people are keen to grab a copy and to see this book being launched, what are the details, Emma?
Well, it's being launched on Thursday, the 23rd, yep, at 1 o'clock at the Co-op Bookshop at the University of Canberra. And we're very fortunate to have the wonderful Andrew Croom launching the book. He won the Vogel Award, which is the most prestigious award for a young writer in Australia, for his debut novel. And he also studied creative writing at the University of Melbourne and worked on a publication that was similar to First. So it's fantastic to have him launching the book. And we'll be having some readings from the anthology, and people can grab copies and get the book signed. So, yeah, it'll be a celebration of all those kind of 21 years of work.
Fantastic. And so on this coming Thursday at what time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, Co-op Bookshop at University of Canberra.
That's right.
Fantastic. And we'll put all the details about that up on the Scissors Paper Pen Facebook and let everyone know those, just in case they need them locked in. But thank you so much for telling us about First today, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
And so, yeah, get along to that and grab yourself a copy. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you.
You're listening to 2XX FM.